Weather conditions across the Midwest this morning are starting off very nice. We have mostly fair skies occurring across a big part of the region, with temperatures running in the upper 50s and 60s across a big part of the region. Starting to feel a little bit like summer out there. We'll be seeing a lot of temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s over the course of this week. The warmer weather will help to stimulate some aggressive crop development and also help to firm up the soil in between rain events. But our atmosphere is going to be progressively unstable this week, and we will see some risk of showers and thunderstorms occurring periodically. The precipitation is not going to be heavy in the lower eastern Midwest, but there will be some areas perhaps across northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and northern parts of Ohio into southern Michigan that will see some moderate to heavy rainfall every once in a while. But the lower most parts of the region will probably not come across much in the way of real substantial amounts of rainfall, and less than a half inch may occur near the Ohio River between now and this time next week. That means that field work in that particular region will likely improve or progress without much of a delay. But areas to the north will progressively encounter more and more precipitation. In fact, the northwestern part of the Corn Belt from parts of Iowa into Minnesota and Wisconsin could see some heavy amounts of rainfall. And for that matter, so will areas in Nebraska and parts of northeast Kansas and northern Missouri. So the western Corn Belt in general will likely have to deal with a rather frequent occurrence of rainfall, and there will be some hefty amounts of rain as well because of the repetition in the precipitation rather than its persistence. As a result of this, the western Corn Belt's field progress in the coming week is not likely to be very impressive, but that some areas in the lower eastern Midwest will see some better conditions and will make some progress. And we expect the eastern parts of the region to encounter enough precipitation that there will be some benefit to the crops that are out there most advanced. In fact, this week's weather scenario with temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s, with moisture in the soil and precipitation coming and going periodically, is really very good for established corn and for soybeans as well. But we still have a ways to go with the planting season, and we don't want to get too caught up in the wet weather pattern right now. We need to see breaks in the precipitation so the crops can be finished planting and get emerged and established without excessive amounts of moisture to be an issue. Well, like I said, most of the heaviest rains will be in the northwestern and parts of the Corn Belt and not in our area. With that said, it does look as though next week's weather will probably continue to perpetuate the same basic pattern. So showers and thunderstorms will still occur fairly often, and planting will have to occur around the precipitation, and we may not see good drying conditions in some areas. But I think with temperatures pushing up into the 80s on a regular basis, we will see a relatively good environment for getting some additional field work done. It's just not going to be as aggressive as we'd like to see it this time of the year. Hard red winter wheat country, and to a certain degree some of the soft wheat areas in the Midwest, will be subjected to frequent precipitation. In hard red winter wheat country, we're concerned about some of the grain quality from Texas into parts of Oklahoma where the crops are most mature, and we're also worried about wet weather disease continuing to expand across parts of Kansas and Nebraska. Those areas will all see a rainfall on a near daily basis as we go forward through the next week to 10 days, and the temperatures will be warm there as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.